Good morning, sisters and brothers. I come to wish you a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all. We gather today in the power of worship and hope to bring new beginnings to all. And so, my name is Skylar Rhodes. I'm the pastor at Petaluma United Methodist Church, and it's my joy today to be with you in this worship podcast. I want to give thanks particularly to all those who are recording and the technicians and all who make this happen. You are nothing short of amazing. God bless you and thank you. And won't you join us now as we call ourselves to worship this May 9th of 2021, Mother's Day. Amen.
Please join me in the call to worship. Now is the time to lay our burdens down and seek the wonderful power of God as we worship together. Come, let us release our fears, our doubts, and our woundedness, and gather in the power of the Holy Spirit as God's people. Call to confession. Each of us stumbles along the pathway to hope. Each of us suffers from insecurity, doubt, and fear. When we open our hearts and release the pain that we have caused and the pain we feel through confession, we find our way back to the journey of faith, both as individuals and as a people. Come, let us open our hearts in confessional prayer.
Prayer of Confession. Hear our confession, we pray, O Lord. We know deep in our hearts that we are not the church you would have us be. Forgive us, we pray. Call us to a new faithfulness that goes deeper than we have gone before. We know deep in our hearts that we too often ignore the plight of the poor and turn away from injustice. Forgive us, we pray. Walk with us into a spirit of courage so that we may be healers and bringers of justice. And we know too, Lord, that we have often allowed our own selfish desires to rule our lives. Forgive us, we pray. Teach us to put others first and to live into the promise of self-giving love. Hear this, our confession, and fill us with a new spirit of power and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Forgiveness breaks the cycle of wrong. Forgiveness is at the very core of our resurrection values. Forgiveness frees both the forgiven and the forgiver. In the name of Christ Jesus, we are indeed forgiven.
The first reading today is Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This ends the reading.
Today's second reading comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father may give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This ends the reading.
Welcome to this portion of our service where we come together to search this sacred text. Would you pray with me? Great God, on this day we are called to lift up and celebrate the role of the many mothers who have touched and raised and nurtured and taught us, who have loved us, who have formed and created us. We give you thanks for them. And as our word is unpacked together, may the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God, for you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, happy Mother's Day. What else can one say, right? I mean, I know some of you may be thinking, well, I'm not a mother. Well, I know. Not everyone is a mother. I know I'm not. And yet, the truth is, everyone here has had or has a mother, am I right? And indeed, we've all experienced mothers in our own way and in our own situation, but through the thicket of this thing called life, we have the chance today to celebrate the women who gave us birth. We have a chance to celebrate the birthing, loving, giving reality that comes from our moms, our mothers. So we lift up and celebrate today the gift of motherhood, the graces and wonders brought to us by these stupendous women. The scripture we shared this morning from the Gospel of John really gets me as I'm thinking about the many mothers who've influenced and touched me. I was blessed by growing up in a house full of women, raised in a church full of strong women leaders, strong moms everywhere around me, and I am the better for it. These women brought me to see the truth in this passage. No greater love does anyone have than to lay down their lives for another. I'm happy to honor my own mother, who through patience, persistence, forgiveness, and so much more, got me somehow through to adulthood. Her name was Elizabeth. I also want to honor my wife and the mother of our children, who is a lioness of courage and who has been there for our twins through thick and thin. Her name is Lisa. And friends, I know that you know this, but I just want to say that naming is important. God called on humanity to name the creatures and to steward creation. In fact, naming is so important that I'd like us to stop for a moment and have each of you say your mom's name out loud. Let's just take a moment and say your mom's name or the name of other women who have mothered you powerfully. The whispered sounds of these names is like the scent of a bouquet rising to heaven. And in the scent are the names and the endless love of a million mothers. In the scent are the countless hours by bedsides and the mothers of our children, helping with homework. In this scent is the miraculous patience that endures the storm-ravaged waters of adolescence. And in this scent is a swelling pride and protective nature. Through the biblical scholars, you know, I have to admit to you that they'd be shaking a finger at me now. Because when this scripture was written, there was no Mother's Day. And motherhood, it could be argued, is not at all the focus of this text. Yet, just for today, let them wag their fingers, okay? Just for today, let them shake their heads at me. I want to insist that this applies. It truly does. More than that, I want to insist that at its core, motherhood has a lot to teach us as we reflect on this scripture. No greater love does anyone have than to lay down their lives for another. And I know, not all mothers are perfect indeed. None of us are. But motherhood is about laying down one's life for others. Indeed, it's not that long ago that there was real danger in birthing. Many women did not survive. So even starting on this journey of motherhood requires risk, sacrifice. And then comes the continuing on to raise up functional adults who hopefully can contribute to the well-being of the whole community. Wow, that is a tall order, friends. Indeed, I know that I have had the incredible good fortune to labor alongside my wife Lisa as she journeyed through motherhood, a trip, frankly, that's never quite over. Am I right? And I marveled at my wife. I saw an amazing swirl of miracles emerging. I saw patience, support, affection, passionate defense, cool-eyed accountability. I saw laughter, silliness, long, long hours of practice on an endless array of musical instruments. I saw the unflappable and quiet guidance through troubled waters. I saw a love that would not quit, a love that put those children first. In short, I saw a faithful Christian living out her faith. The notion of laying down one life for another smacks of sacrifice, doesn't it? And I know in recent years, sacrifice has gotten a bit of a bad reputation. In an age punctuated by narcissism and selfishness, sacrifice is painted as something foolish. Some have named such sacrifices as the territory of suckers. Only naive people, unaware people, would sacrifice themselves for someone else. And yet, my friends, we have to note here that sacrifice is key to our faith. Indeed, we are only here today because of the sacrifice God made on the cross on our behalf. God's sacrifice saved us and pushes us out into the world to sacrifice for others. In motherhood, this sacrifice takes many shapes. I mean, think for a minute about sacrifices that mothers make. Mothers put their own desires and ambitions on hold for the sake of children. Mothers push themselves to exhaustion trying to make good lives for their children. Mothers have to learn things that they might not even be interested in so they can further the dreams of their children. Mothers stay up countless nights doing countless things that are for their children. And most kids will never know. But today, here we are, and we say we do know. We do know the power of strong women who lead, nurture, and lift us up. We know the creative and birthing energy that brings new life and new hope. And we know, too, that power of motherhood extends far beyond the reality of raising children. In motherhood, friends, we find the giving, forgiving, formative spirit of Christ. And in that, we find a model for all of our lives together. You see, in our limited cultural straitjackets, we have constrained the understanding of motherhood to specific biological boundaries. And it is all that. But I'm here to say that the emergence of women as leaders in our church brings us up close and personal to what sacrifice means. The emergence of women in our society, in our government, as clear, compassionate, capable leaders has deepened us all and brought us closer to the building of authentic human community in our church and in our world. The emergence of women's at all levels of accomplishment brings with it that insatiable, fierce, intense devotion that comes with one who gives birth, that comes with gazing upon and growing that child that you birthed. I know. We can go on and parse this out in a million ways, but friends, this is the day not of Hallmark greeting cards. This is a day not of flowers and candy. This is a day not of sweet sentimentality. No, this is a day that marks the rising of mothers to make the world right. This is the day of mothers rising to call the world to sanity. This is the day when we honor, value, and seek together the incredible sacrificial love of the women who bore us, and to humbly, humbly bow in gratitude. This is the day we recognize and glory in the truth that this love isn't just for mothers, but for us all. So, happy Mother's Day. Let us celebrate, lift up, and receive the countless gifts brought to us by our mothers, by the women, by incredible leaders, by pioneers and powerful, brilliant people. And let us with them embrace this key Christian understanding that no greater love does anyone have than to lay down their lives for another. Amen. Would you join me as we enter into a time of prayers for our community? Gracious God, one of the most powerful gifts that we experience in each day of our lives is the precious gift of Christian community. And you have taught us to unwrap this gift with care. You have taught us to seek one another in support and affirmation. And so we do, God, and we pray for the well-being, the future of this community. And we know, even as we pray, God, that the future of this community is not merely in your hands, but ours. So we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit so that we might be bold, so that we might step up and invite and build and create and nourish in ways that we have not perhaps done so well before. We invite prayers for the health of our community. For even as we seek to rise up, God, we know that there are those among us who are hurting. We know that there are those among us who suffer. We know that there is grief, there is pain, there is illness, there is struggle and isolation. Oh my Lord, we pray for all of this and ask for your healing Spirit to touch us all. And in it, God, in it we receive your beckoning voice that calls us forward to build this community, to move forward, not to just have a religious social club, but to be the transformative community of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray this day. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu. Me dhagana lo mamuni e burbura, me pakasa dhaga me lo malangi. Ni shule me ve ki mami ni singongo na kaka na ruti ki mami. Ni mbukodha manda ni neme mi dhagadhala. Me pakaa ki mami sa mbukodha, were sa dhagadhala ve ki mami. Ni kaku ni kuti ki mami gina vere. Kamu ni vambuli ke mami mana dha. Ni sa no muni na mati ni tu. Ke na kaukaua. Ke na langi langi. Asanga ni mundu. Amen.
My friends, this is the time in our worship when we pause to return a portion of the many blessings God has showered upon us so that we in the church can continue to do ministry as community. We appreciate your gifts and your commitment and invite you, if you have not made a pledge or if you have not had a habit of giving, we invite you to this joyous opportunity to help make the world a better place. You can give in a number of ways here at Petaluma United Methodist Church. You can write a check and drop it in the mail to 410 D Street, Petaluma, California. You can write that check and drive it over and drop it in the mail slot at the office door. You can even go on our website at www.petalumaumc.org and there's a donate button right there. And you can even now donate by text message, and I expect you'll find those instructions on the website. However you give, I just want you to know that we're grateful and that we enjoy the partnership as together we try to give sacrificially so that others might have enough. Thank you for your generosity. Gracious God, we dedicate these gifts in your service. May we use them as you would have us do. May we offer life and nourishment and hope and new beginnings everywhere we go. And may these tools, these gifts of resources, expand our reach and help us to offer the sacrificial, loving reality of Christ Jesus wherever we go. Amen. Hear these words of benediction. As we go this day, we go as ones who have been birthed and raised up by women of power. As we go as ones who are wrapped in the clothing of joy and nourishment. Help us now to go forward and offer that same love, that same support and affirmation to others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.